If pain is holding you back from doing the things you love most, try Arnicare. It's perfect for soothing sore muscles as well as healing bruises. Arnicare is made with the natural pain-relieving plant, Arnica. Arnicare gel absorbs quickly, it's not sticky, and it's fragrance-free. Look for Arnicare at your local Walmart, Walgreens, Whole Foods, Amazon, or anywhere you shop. Plus, with thousands of five-star reviews, you know it's good stuff. Learn more at arnicare.com/iHeart. That's arnicare.com/iHeart.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Get ready. It's one of America's most important, influential, and respected voices on cultural and political issues. An apologist, Christian political advocate, and author. Here is the founder and chairman of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes.
We live in a society today that denies the truth. We live in a society that tries to cancel and shut down anybody, whether it's an individual or a business, particularly that operates with a Christian perspective and a biblical worldview. My guest today has been a victim of vicious attacks, and through it all, she continues to take a stand for Jesus and stand on the Word of God. You're going to want to stick around. We have a great, great show coming today. Well, I want to welcome you to the Christian Perspective. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, the Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary. They are the home of the Christian Perspective Studios here in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. And we thank Mid-America and the College of Mid-America. If you have a college student who is looking for a place to go and you're worried about the cancel culture and critical race theory and transgenderism and all the crazy things being taught in colleges today, take a look at the College of Mid-America.